95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What's up, cousin?
Did you say what's up, cousin?
No.
That's fantastic.
You hallucinated that.
How are you?
I'm good, man. How the hell are you?
Wow, are you high?
Not yet.
Okay.
Let's see.
Just checking.
Four hours from now. Woo!
I'm good.
Yeah.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
All right.
Wild dreams you have about your relatives.
That's strange you would say that. I've been having some. Where they're actually getting along for a change, which they never did.
Wow, weird.
Yeah.
My partner in the podcast, mm-hmm. Great News, mm-hmm. Psycho Mike, has had a dream about his dad. It's the weirdest dream ever.
Oh, really?
And I continue to have the same dream about my dad.
Really?
Yes.
Like you have for a long time?
Or? For 40 years.
Wow.
Same one.
Really?
Makes no sense.
Huh. That's always, that recurring dreams are really fascinating.
Yes, agreed.
What the hell is that?
Agreed.
Your brain trying to work something out again.
And unfortunately, he passed about 16 years ago, but still having the same dream.
Huh.
And so, super weird.
How long after he passed did you have before you had it again?
I don't know. I wasn't really paying that close attention because it would always surprise me.
I've lost both of my parents, and they only now are showing up in my dreams together, which they had not been together since 1982 or something.
Wow.
Not in a room together since then. And suddenly they like each other. It's really weird.
That?
They can treat each other civilly.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
People are dumb this hour.
Yep.
And Michael Snyder, who is the TV editor at Variety, will be joining us in studio to talk TV,
awesome.
Which we love. And I don't know if you've seen the Madonna NFTs.
Excuse me? Madonna's little panties? Is that what you said?
NFT.
Oh, I see.
She has some NFTs.
Of her panties?
Panties is too calm for her. You know Madonna.
That's true. What am I thinking?
There's like a tree growing out of her vagina. We'll get into it.
Oh, my goodness.
It's
golly gee.
A lot.
I don't know, Beef.
And James Cromwell, who super glued his hand to the counter of a Starbucks.
That is one of our favorite things in the world to do. Super glue stuff to another
and
stuff.
And by us, you mean
the people who do.
Right.
We cheer them on.
And in the 4 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for you to see the LA Kings tomorrow night. Game 6 against the Oilers.
Crazy.
They won last night in a crazy game, so they are ahead 3-2 in the series.
This could
wrap
it
up.
Damn.
Which is craziness. That's coming up in the 4 o'clock hour on 95.5 KLOS.
Kevin, you have the Blurg table from IKEA.
The Blurg table?
Yeah, Blurg. It's a beautiful table.
I don't know what Blurg is.
It's like, it's a, well, you know.
No, I don't get anything
IKEA
from IKEA.
IKEA has all those. Well, you know, let's head out there right now. Covina, the one that's on South Barranca, because KLOS is going to be out there between 4 and 4:30, handing out t-shirts, and I want a new Blurg table. It takes hours to put together.
But most people don't have to buy anything from that IKEA.
No, you don't have to buy anything. Yeah, just be sitting in the parking lot until they come out and go away!
Okay.
Handing out t-shirts between 4 and 4:30 at the one in Covina today.
All right.
Man.
Let's talk about having dreams about your parents, because it's kind of weird, or your family members.
Mm-hmm.
My friend Mike Catherwood had a friend about his dad who passed, and he hasn't had a dream about him since then.
Okay.
And it's been 10 to 12 years or whatever.
Oh, okay, right.
And in his dream, his dad showed up, and the first thing Mike said, and Mike was alert during the dream enough to know
it was a dream.
This is the first time I've dreamt about my dad who passed away.
Wow. So not only knows it's a dream, but even is like, hey, finally, I dream about dad.
Yes.
That's weird. Okay.
And the first thing he said to him was, did they ever offer you a free toupee?
What?
That's what he said.
And he had no idea what that meant.
He was like, why would I ask him that?
Was he bald, his dad?
He may have been balding at some point.
And who's offering the free toupee?
I don't know.
In the hereafter.
And Mike was very, very flustered by why he would ask that, just like you were. Like, why was that the question I asked him in my dream?
Yeah. Why is that the one that came up?
Good question.
Your brain is just so...
Your brain is super weird.
Bleeding weird.
And then I have the recurring dream of my dad and I in Tijuana. And we are shooting rifles, and we're trying to break into the United States.
Really? Oh, you have told me that
before. I have this dream once every only maybe 5 years. Like, it's every once in a while. But it has been continuous since I was a kid.
That is
weird. What do you think that means?
Weird. Now, have you ever been in Tijuana? Did you ever have problems crossing the border when you came back from Tijuana with your dad?
No. No.
You
I don't remember being in Tijuana with my dad. I mean, I've been in Tijuana, but not with my dad.
Yeah, I mean, because you ain't talking to taking any of the donkey show. Do you? So, did you guys shoot Did you go out shooting? No? Ever?
He never did.
Huh.
I did eventually, but just like skied and stuff like that. Like I didn't hunt. But, and I, you know, I shot the Loch Ness Monster.
Yes. But and that's a true story, folks.
What a weird, weird dream to have. And in the dream, it progresses.
Okay.
So if a part of a building was knocked down last time.
Get out of here.
This time it starts that way.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
What?
I don't know. Where are you heading with this in
your
brain? I
don't know. Like, I have no idea why it keeps coming back and coming back and coming back.
So if you're...
I didn't know what it meant in the first place.
Fighting to get across the border, are you ever injured or is he ever injured in the...
Not that I remember.
Yeah.
Not that I remember.
Huh.
But it's just always a knockdown, drag out, like a full-on... battle.
That's super interesting.
With that guns going both ways and bullets flying past you like crazy. Right. And it's the same way every time.
Well, and it's interesting that you're progressing. Like usually those kind of I know I have a couple of dreams that repeat, you know, recurring dreams. I don't remember what they are now, but every time I wake up from them, I'm like, oh, there's that one again. But it never changes.
Yeah,
like I never add more to it. Like you're saying,
I don't, dude. I don't know. I don't get it.
Huh.
We're not from Mexico. Maybe we are. Maybe I didn't know, and maybe we are from Mexico.
maybe they dragged you across the border as a child.
In the trunk of a car.
You're
who knows?
The whitest one coming across the border ever. Without a doubt.
I would have been too white for them to allow into the United States.
Like, no. Maybe you want to go to Switzerland.
So let's take your calls if you ever had weird dreams about your family.
Okay, yeah.
Dad, mom, sisters, brothers, cousins, whatever. Weird dreams about your family. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955. We're talking about weird dreams about your relatives that we all seem to be having.
Yeah, you know, I realized actually because of my dreams where my parents were actually getting along, that they never, ever got along.
So maybe that's you wanting that to have been true.
That and I'm sort of just realizing how much they were not, should have not been together. I mean, that's
your dreams are bummers.
Admirable that they stayed together, but man, oh man, not a good idea, kids.
All right, we're talking about dreams about your family. KLOS, hello.
Hey, yeah, I have flying dreams.
Flying dreams?
But I have actually, with some friends, concentrated, and we went to sleep looking for each other in our dreams, and we did. So
what?
Yeah, I believe that, you know, your conscious mind knows the world as it is, but your subconscious doesn't.
Okay.
So when you're in your subconscious, you could do anything. You could walk through walls. You could fly. You could do amazing things.
Why can't I get across the border into the United States?
I know that's pretty strange. That's pretty
well, it is Kevin, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's now what you were talking about the person dreams in the dream that he knew he was in a dream. Those are called lucid dreams.
Lucid dreams, right?
Like I've had so many flying dreams that when I'm in a flying dream, I go, "Oh, I'm in a flying dream. I'm in a dream."
That's kind of cool.
At that point, you can control the dream.
Yeah, I've done that before. It's been a long time, but I used to do that quite a bit, actually. I'm like, oh, I'm in a dream. I can control this. I can make this much better. Not really good, though. It's never like, ooh! It's just like, oh, I can make that person move over there or whatever.
What I do every night is my wife and I watch three shows of politics, and then we watch, like, Ancient Aliens.
Party.
Because I want to learn something
new. Right.
So, because you always dream, your dream is always related to what information you took in last. So, it's always learn something that you don't understand, like, let's say, space. You watch that for, like, an hour before you go to sleep, and then your dream, your subconscious, will create something, and when you wake up, you know, you have some coffee and you can think about it and you'll come up with solutions.
You've thought about this a bit, haven't you?
Right on, man. Thanks for calling. We got to run, but thank you for calling. Thank you.
KLOS, hello. Hi.
Hey there. Hey. Hey there.
Talking about weird dreams.
Yeah, I've had one. It's hard to explain what it is because it's mostly a dream, but I had one where in my old house, I would just relive the same thing over and over about some old dogs I used to have. But for some reason, like each dream, I always add a little bit more to it. So I know the feeling. I know the feeling, like, when you repeat the same dream, you know what to expect, but somehow it's always changing just a little by little.
Yeah.
Although,
you're making,
you know,
progress.
Yeah, that's, I love that idea, because the ones I have that are recurring are always, like pre-recorded. Like, it's just going to go the way it goes. Yeah, every time. It can never change.
And the girl
it.
Always says no.
Laughs in my face, points. But yeah, that's interesting. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin and Plugo. How you guys doing?
Good. We are great. Thank you. You have dreams about your family?
Yeah, so about 3 or so years ago, my uncle, my dad's brother, he had passed away unexpectedly. And I hadn't seen him for like the last 7 years before that. And then about a week after his funeral, I had a dream one morning when I woke up. Well, in the dream, it was me standing in my aunt's kitchen, and my uncle, he's standing in the doorway, and he's looking at me, and he opens his arms for a big hug, and I come up and I hug him, and he whispers, "It's going to be okay," and I just said, "I missed him." And then over his shoulder, I see my aunt standing in the corner, and she looks at me, and she goes, "This isn't real."
Whoa.
And I wake up.
Wow.
Your aunt is such a spoil sport.
That's crazy, man. That's good horror movie
stuff. It's funny because she's really like that sometimes, where she's super real about things, you know, but
that's hilarious.
That's cool. That's weird.
I like it.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling. I love dreams.
I do too. They're fascinating.
They are, yeah. 818-955-KLOS.
Dreams about your family.
Oh, here it comes.
There it is.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We have People Are Dumb coming up in minutes, and then Michael Snyder from TV, from Variety will help us talk some TV.
Very cool.
Just after the top of the hour. Right now we're talking about weird dreams about your relatives.
Yes. So my mom passed away about 11 years ago, and she passed away from Alzheimer's.
Right.
And in my dream, about a couple months after she passed away, I had this dream that she came to my back door, and I remember I'm standing in my kitchen, and I was getting ready to make lunch, and she knocks on the door, and there's a screen, which there isn't, but in my dream there was a screen there, and at the end she had like this really out of it look on her face, and she had that look, and I'm like, "Mom, what are you doing here?" And she said, "Well, your grandmother sent me. She wanted me to let you know that everything was okay."
Wow.
And then all of a sudden I'm like, "Okay." And she actually, then all of a sudden she had a regular smile like she used to have when she was well.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "You know, I'm really sorry." She goes, "The last number of years I've been really out of it." And I said, "I know, Mom, but I still love you." She goes, "And I love you too." And she hugged me.
Wow.
And I went back to the house, and then I had like this feeling of peace. And I call my sister in my dream, and I tell her, Mom came, and she came and talked to me. And she goes, "What were you doing?" I said, "I was making a sandwich." And my sister said, "Did you offer her one?" I go, "I don't think she has any need for that now." And so the weird thing is, then when I woke up the next morning, I went to work, and of course I called my sister that night, and she goes, "I would have said something like that."
But she didn't have the same dream.
Yeah, nope, she was mad because she's never dreamed about my mom.
Were you always mom's favorite?
You were, weren't you?
I don't know about being
her favorite. You were mom's favorite. I think we know.
You were mom's favorite.
I was the oldest, so right. Maybe a little bit. You know, her and I were a lot alike. And I, so it was like, it was very real to me. Like, she was coming to me.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, totally. Sense. Right on. Thank you very much for calling. Whoa!
How about that? That's the way to...
Good timing.
That's the way to say hi.
Yeah.
It's KLOS. Hello.
Yeah, in my dream, I was at Disneyland riding a little teacup with my balls in your mouth.
After that really nice call, that's what we get.
Wow.
Thanks. Thanks a lot, buddy.
That's great. The teacups. That's great.
That is. It's perfect. That's very funny. So if you are anywhere near the IKEA that's in Covina on, what is that, South Barranca or whatever, be there around 4. Be looking for the KLOS vehicle that'll probably be pulled over by the police. Walk up with your hands in the air and say, "Hey, give us KLOS.
Just walk over with your hands in the air. Is
well, the police are probably there, it's probably the safest thing to do.
Gotcha.
Between 4 and 4:30, we'll be handing out some KLOS t-shirts out there at that IKEA in Covina.
IKEA. We're going to talk with Michael Snyder, the Variety TV editor, coming up just after 4 o'clock.
Nice.
About all the too many television shows that are out there.
So much great stuff.
But first, at 3:50 and 5:50, we try to bring you People Are Dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Slugger, they ought to know.
This is a first. I've never seen, this comes out of Oklahoma City. A teenager was taken into custody Tuesday afternoon after an incident at a bank in northwest Oklahoma City. But they hadn't really done anything.
Okay.
So their plan was to take an Uber to the bank.
Okay.
Rob the bank.
Uh-huh.
Then call an Uber as a pickup vehicle. A different one.
Not really. So not ask him to wait. Correct. Be right back out with the loot.
Correct.
We're robbing this place. Well, are you, well, what are you thinking?
An Uber driver drove three teenagers to the Mid-First Bank near Northwest 23rd Street. Two of the teenagers went inside, one of which saying, I'm going to go in there and cap somebody.
Good to let people know ahead of time.
Which, by the way, a teenager saying cap somebody.
What is this, 1991?
The Uber driver then called the police, who arrived shortly afterward.
Just dropped off these idiots at a bank. One of them seems like he wants to shoot somebody.
Bank officials told officers that nothing was going on, but the teenagers were acting suspicious. So they hadn't even started robbing the bank yet. And the police were already there.
They're just, what are they, sitting around over in the lobby area? Kind of go, oh, you do it. You do it.
You do it. I did it last time.
I thought you wanted to cap somebody.
An officer approached the teenagers and asked what was going on. One of them got defensive and got into an altercation with the officer, who used the stun gun on him.
That escalated quickly.
They learned that the teenager had a gun in his fanny pack, but he never took it out and threatened anyone. The teenager was taken into custody and will be transferred to the juvenile detention center. Oh, so they got arrested before trying to rob
a
bank.
They did nothing except tell people their stupid plan. That is stupid.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Mel on Twitter says, aloha, brother Mike.
I'm actually going to try out a new name this time.
Now
I'm on Classic Rock, KLOS. I was thinking, what about Floyd Pink?
Floyd like Pink?
Yeah.
Which one's Pink?
Hey.
Floyd Pink.
5 after the hour, 4:05. It's Floyd Pink here on the...
By the way,
Southern California's KLOS.
Michael Snyder, who's joining us in TV, is the TV editor for Variety, and he did used to be on radio in Hawaii, and Brother Mike was his name.
Very wise of you to get out of this ridiculous business, sir. Do something like Variety. Very cool.
Yes, yes. I'm legit now, so happy to be here with you, too.
There's way too many TV shows to keep track of. That's why we're bringing you in. So we're going to do two segments. We're going to do what just came back.
Yeah.
And then we're going to do what can we look forward to in the summer.
Yeah, yeah. Summer's busy, but also this month is busy, partly because the Emmys, it's Emmy season, believe it or not. So it's the four-year consideration time where everyone is really pimping out their wares, trying to get some attention. So all these shows are waiting until the end of April, the beginning of May to launch in order to be top of mind when voters start to figure out who they want to nominate.
And when is that? When do they start to figure, May?
So they start to figure now, and then... The real nomination process happens in June.
Gotcha.
But the final day for eligibility is May 31st. So you got to get in all these shows before it's too late. So that's why you're suddenly seeing all the last minute returns of some of your favorite shows.
Great.
Recent returns, and from the past that you haven't seen in a bunch of years.
Like
Atlanta, of course. Which is finally back after a long 3-year hiatus.
Yes.
Barry. Have you guys been watching Barry this season?
Oh, my God.
I mean,
did you catch up from the last episode?
Yes, I couldn't love Barry more.
No kidding, Anna.
You?
Barry, I think of all the shows that have gone away and have been away for a while and then came back, did not miss a mark, is probably the best of the bunch that came back and it really just knocked it out of the park.
Henry Winkler is just amazing to me. I mean, I've always loved him so much, but
he's doing this dramatic turn now.
Yes.
So the Fonz is doing his best work of his career.
Totally.
Yeah, that's a Fonz reference for KLOS.
They get it.
So,
we're not going to make fun of you like we did on the other radio station.
Exactly. We love the Fonz. Hey. That was my bad Fonz.
Stop calling me Fonzie.
Fonz.
So
Barry is worth catching up. That's on HBO?
Yeah, that's on HBO. And of course, Better Call Saul.
Yes.
I'm not telling anyone anything that they don't already know. But just in case, I'm finding these days, because there is so much TV, even the shows that people know and love, they're like, wait, that came back?
Well, even this one, like, I had to go on YouTube and say, what do I need to know to catch up on Better Call Saul before I start season 3? Just because it's been forever.
I decided I just needed to watch the whole seasons again, the last couple
who's
of seasons
kind
of both
time?
Of those. Yeah. I don't, but I made it.
Oh, all right.
But that show's coming to its end game. So the final sort of both halves of the final season, right now we're in season 6A, they call it, and then season 6B with the big finale. What happens to all the characters, including the ones that you don't see on Breaking Bad, you'll find out in August. So that'll be later in the summer.
Split it in half, basically.
But other shows that are coming back, Hacks returns for season two, actually tomorrow.
I don't know what
that is. That's Gene Smart. That's Gene Smart and Hannah Einbinder. And it's did you watch
HACK?
Yeah, did you watch season one?
No.
You don't know Hacks?
No.
Oh, Hacks. Hacks sort of...
Hacky Sack. I watched that.
Well, Hacks, Jean Smart, again, probably the role of her career. She plays a washed-up comedian in Las Vegas, and she's thrown out of her long-term residency at her hotel in Vegas and is trying to reinvent herself. At the same time, this young comedian, played by Hannah Einbinder, who's sort of been canceled in Hollywood, her agent sort of says, here's your last chance to redeem yourself. Work for this aging comedian and help her come up with a new act. And they do not get along. It is oil and water.
Where is it?
It's on HBO Max.
HBO Max. Okay.
But so season one, go back and watch season one.
All right.
It ends on a cliffhanger. So season two comes back tomorrow, and this is a show that's also at the top of its game.
Very excited.
Gene Smart won an Emmy last year for this role.
All right.
And this is a show that's giving Ted Lasso a run for its money in terms of best comedy on TV.
Yeah.
So definitely.
But you don't think it's better than Ted Lasso?
I mean, it's up there.
You go straight to hell. If that's the case.
You know, there's room for everything.
No, there isn't.
There's room for everything.
Not. There's some just Ted Lasso, and then there's everything else.
Very black and white with Kevin. That's
it
for
is.
Sure.
I know. So there's only one flavor of ice cream for Kevin.
All right, so Hacks tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So,
and anything else that's coming back?
And then The Flight Attendant is also back.
I haven't watched that one.
That's Kaley Cuoco. Uh-huh. And season one, if you haven't watched season one, it is a fun sort of classic murder mystery, but told from a contemporary perspective. She plays a flight attendant who ends up hooking up with one of her passengers. Next morning wakes up and the dude's dead. His throat is slashed. And she does everything possible to look guilty, basically. she like the fingerprints, the whole process, so it looks like she did it.
Right.
So the process now is like, okay, how does she prove that she didn't do it?
Is this comedy or is it a dark?
It's a dark comedy.
Dark comedy.
And then she stumbles into all of this in the mystery. It's so season one was that. Now season two, she's still a flight attendant, but she's now also working for the CIA. And and sort of now sort of is
now
in on some of this. And then there's suddenly another murder mystery. So she's back out and now trying to figure out, and once again she could potentially be guilty and she has to clear her name once again. But she's fantastic and it's a fun show that you can really just like consume over the course of 8 hours.
All right, to recap, Atlanta is back, Barry is back, Better Call Saul is back, Hacks is something that exists
back,
and is
yeah.
great and is back.
Flight Attendant is back.
How about that?
That's a lot of TV.
That is a lot of TV.
And we're not even talking about the new TV that's coming in the next couple of
which
months.
Which we will talk about next. Michael Snyder is joining us. He is the TV editor for Variety. I believe you've been... You've been jacked up to
I was going
to
say, congratulations on your promotion, over there, Variety.
Yes, Kevin, I've been jacked up.
Listen, promotion, jacked up. You speak me.
Yeah. Absolutely. It sounds
congratulations.
Dirty.
Yeah,
so, thank
well
you.
Done. Yes.
Thank right. you.
So, we have talked about shows that are coming back that people need to be aware of. Now, what is on the way?
So a couple of big things that are still coming up this month include Obi-Wan Kenobi. So the new chapter, of course, in the saga of Obi-Wan.
That looks very exciting to me.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that as well.
Yeah, honestly, it's the return of Ewan McGregor and Hayden Christensen.
I love him.
So continuing that saga, that's going to be on Disney Plus on May 27.
He must be pretty happy to get to play Obi-Wan again, too. I mean, he was so thrilled the first time around.
Yeah, and he's sort of aging to the point where he's looking the part even more as the Obi-Wan that we all know. Yeah. So that's kind of exciting.
Can I just butt in and say that Sluggo doesn't like Yoda?
Yoda sucks. He does.
That's true.
Yeah, Yoda. Okay, Yoda's a Muppet.
Thank you.
What about Baby Yoda? Are you a little?
Grogu won me over, that little bastard. I love him eating everything in sight. I'm right on board with him.
Yoda. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yoda.
Back to the TV shows that are on the way.
Yeah. So another one based on there was the film The Time Traveler's Wife in 2009. There's a version of that coming to HBO also this month.
Is that good?
And it's got sort of a really interesting cast, including some new faces and some faces that you've seen before, like Theo James, Rose Leslie, Desmond Borges. So that's worth checking out.
Okay.
We have the return of Stranger Things. Speaking of shows that have been off the air forever. The last time that show was on was pre-pandemic, was 2019.
Is that
a different world?
Wow.
I mean, a lot of these shows, that's the case.
Yeah.
But now they're finally coming back. The kids now are 47.
Excellent.
So
the audience is also old now, so no worries.
But they're also splitting that into two halves this season. So
is that going to be ultimately frustrating, that two-half thing? Because what do we get? How many Better Call Sauls are we going to get? Six?
Yeah, you get six the first half, and then
see,
like,
that's BS.
Actually, you get a little more. You get like eight or nine. Saul. But Stranger Things, yeah, you're only going to get like four or five.
But they're so intense always, and they just cram so much in on show.
Yeah. And every episode is long too. Yeah. So they're almost like mini movies. Yep. But so they're back, and you know, they're split
up. What year is it now? 84? Is that right?
I think it's 85. Or maybe even going into 86. But, you know, some of them have gone to California. They've also split up. Hopper is, I think, in a Russian prison somewhere. Very timely.
We've all been there. Yeah, right.
So that's coming back. The Boys, which I know there's a lot of fans for The Boys.
I like The Boys.
Turned into a phenomenon. That's back on June 3rd. The next MCU show, Ms. Marvel, comes to Disney Plus on June 8th.
I don't know anything about that. No. Does that look good?
Yeah, so that's Kamala Khan, a.k.a. Ms. Marvel. Mm-hmm. So she's learning to figure out her superpowers. She's finding her place in high school. It's sort of a younger show, but it's she's a Muslim-American teenager in Jersey City, and she has superpowers. So it's an interesting spin on the Marvel story, so that should be interesting. Other shows coming back. There's a new version of Queer as Folk, which was a popular show in the 2000s.
20 years ago.
Yeah.
So
really?
So they're doing a new version. Kim Cattrall and Juliet Lewis are in this, among a bunch of other people. Some of the original creators from the original show are coming back as well. So that'll be on Peacock, which is a streaming service.
Is it? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
One of only 4 million.
There are many streaming services. Yeah. So that's coming in June. Peaky Blinders.
Excuse me?
You're only saying that for Ally McKay.
Yes. I'm hoping Ally McKay is listening, because
Peaky Blinders is a British
up.
Show that she lived and died for, really? And we mocked her endlessly.
Except Bean. Really? He can have British show mocked anything.
He mocked her just to mock her.
It's a global sensation.
It is really good.
Yeah.
But it's coming to Netflix for its final run on June 10th. And then you've got other returns. Westworld is coming back. Another show that's been off the air for a long time. That's coming in June. But the one I'm most excited for, the quick return of Only Murders in the Building. Season 2 is also coming in June. Like, they've been working hard to make a new season. So some shows we've had to wait 4 or 5 years to come back. This one, not even an entire year.
Yeah.
And thank goodness, because, you know, it's obviously there was a big cliffhanger at the end of season 1.
Yep.
But I have to say, I haven't watched it yet.
You're going to love it, dude.
But everyone I know says that. Everybody that I know says
it's so quality.
You will love it.
So well written, so well acted.
Yeah. So I have time to catch up. When does it come out?
You do. So season 2 is on June 28th. That is a fun watch, and I'm jealous. Sometimes, like, when you talk to people who haven't watched a show, you're like, you're in for a treat that, like, I'll never have again. Yeah. I'll never have that experience. Yeah.
I'll text you while I watch it.
Okay.
The whole time.
Yeah, live tweet it.
Yes, if you go. Texting. Yeah. Just straight texting for, like, 1,000 times per episode.
He's done that to me. He will do it to you.
And then the other thing to keep an eye out for much later in the summer, but I know everyone's waiting for the Game of Thrones prequel.
Yes.
Yeah. House of the Dragon.
Yeah.
So that premieres on August 21. And of course, you know, it takes place way 2 centuries beforehand, the story of Game of Thrones. So that comes to HBO then, and we shall see how it is.
Fantastic.
We're going to have you back about 3-4 times a year
to
catch us up on what's going on in television. How can people follow you on Twitter?
So go to so I'm at Franklin Avenue. You can also go to Variety.com. And yes, hopefully by then I'll be once again jacked up.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yep.
The Kings are in the playoffs. It is incredibly exciting.
Yeah.
I won in overtime last night. I thought my heart was going to stop. I lost a year on the end of my life, and I'm fine with it. Game 6 is tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena. The LA Kings play the Edmonton Oilers. They're ahead 3-2 in the series.
Really want to thank them for getting us all these tickets through the entire season, and now even here in the playoffs at KLOS. That's
watching
awesome.
The playoffs in person is easily double as good as watching them in the regular
season.
That's amazing. Which is better to me than any other sport.
Right.
It's really great. And we have 4 tickets to see the LA Kings playoff game against the Edmonton Oilers tomorrow at Crypto.com Arena. You can get your tickets now at LAKings.com/playoffs if you want to buy them, and I would highly recommend that. Or you could be caller 13, and we'll start with you to play a game to win your tickets. 818-955-KLOS.
Good luck.
The LA Kings are playing the Edmonton Oilers in Game 6 of the playoffs tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena. We have 4 tickets to give away with a game that we're going to have a little spelling bee.
Oh, no.
That's what we're going to do.
Oh, that's rough.
KLOS, who's this?
Sean.
Sean, are you ready to play a game to win Kings tickets?
Absolutely.
Let me take a guess as to how to spell your name, Sean, and that'll give you a hint as to what the game is going to be. So do you spell it S-E-A-N?
I do.
Oh, I win already.
You don't win anything.
Damn it.
This is a spelling bee, though, of Los Angeles Kings players.
Okay.
So I've randomly picked some players. Some of them are difficult. I apologize. Some of them are incredibly easy.
Oh, I thought you were going to say incredibly difficult.
No. The first one is Victor Arvidsson. Just his last name, Arvidsson.
A-R-D-V-I-N-S-O-N.
I'm very sorry.
Oh!
It's the opposite. It's A-R-V-I-D.
Damn it.
Yeah. Oh.
Sorry, Sean.
Sorry, S-H-W.
And thanks for spelling your name properly.
Okay.
Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
Christina.
Christina, would you like to go and watch the Kings play in the 6th game of playoffs? Yeah.
All right. I randomly picked names of the players. You have to spell the last name. Are you ready?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Like, we better help me. Okay.
Quentin Byfield.
So just the last name, Byfield.
Just Byfield.
Byfield. Byfield or
Byfield? It's just Byfield.
Not like throw up field, no.
B-Y-F-I-E-L-D?
Yes!
Woo!
Nicely
done. We're putting you in a drawing now. Hold on, don't go away, and you might win if you are very fortunate. Hi, KLOS. Who's on this line?
No way did I.
No.
Nothing personal.
Lenora.
Didn't think she was going to get
no,
it.
No, really?
Lenora.
Hey.
All right.
How are you?
Good. Thank you. We are going to give you a King's name. You just have to spell his last name. Are you ready?
Oh, jeez. No.
All right. Philip Deneau.
Oh,
did you just say what I think you said?
No.
Excellent.
Perfect answer.
Philip Deneau.
I'm very PG. I do not know.
You did not Deneau how
not
to
Deneau?
Spell Deneau?
All right, it's
D-A-N-A-U-L-T.
Wow, I would have never gotten
that. Yeah, that's difficult.
Sorry
well, a
about
lot
that,
of them are,
Lenora.
You know, the French Canadian
sure.
thing.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly. Hi, KLOS, who are you?
How's it going?
What's your name? Ozzy?
Wayne.
You said Wayne?
Wayne.
Yeah, that did not come through as Wayne to me either.
All right, Wayne, you got an easy one.
No, it's all right.
It's Kempe. Adrian Kempe.
How do you spell his last name? Kempe.
K-E-M-P-A.
I'm sorry. It's K-E-M-P-E.
Oh.
Also.
Close.
Yeah.
Also, he's the guy that scored the winning goal last night in overtime.
Oh,
so
man.
Just a little heads up on
that's insane.
That.
Yeah. Hi, KLOS, who are you?
Hi, this is Joe.
Joe. There you have a nice, easy name.
All right, Joe.
Freaky name. Speaking of names.
We are doing a spelling bee for players that are on the team. Yours is Gabe Vilardi.
How do you spell his?
The last name is Vilardi.
V-I-L-A-R-D-I.
Yes.
Woo! So you knew.
Let's go.
Well done, sir. All right, we're going to put you in a drawing with Christina, and if you get your name pulled out of whatever it is Kevin's going to pull things out of, you will be going. So hold on a second. Don't go away. Well, we got one more here?
Yep, one more.
Hi, who are you?
Karen Gonzalez.
Carrie. All right. Are you ready for your name to spell? We're doing a spelling bee of Kings players.
Okay, I'll try.
All right. Yours is Drew Doughty.
How do you spell his last name?
Say it again.
Drew Doughty.
Oh, my gosh.
D-U-R-U-N-E-T-Y. What?
D-U-R-U-N-E-T-Y.
No. I don't think any of those letters are in it. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be a smartass, but... couldn't have been more wrong. I love you.
Thanks for calling. All right, so there's only 2 names for you to pull out of that. What is that thing, anyway?
B-hole.
It is?
Yes,
it
is.
You need to have that looked at. You need to see a doctor.
This is for four tickets to the game tomorrow night.
All right, so Joe and Christina are on the phone. Kevin has pulled out a name from some awful place. Mm-hmm. And which one is it?
Christina.
Oh, Christina!
Congratulations. Yes, you did. You won.
I'm so sorry, dude.
Yeah, tell Joe you're sorry.
What, Joe? Take me with you.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you do have four tickets. Do you want to take him with you?
No.
Nope. Okay. All right. Sorry.
Damn.
Sorry, dude. I gave it a try.
Well,
thank you.
Congratulations, Christine. You got four tickets for tomorrow night's playoff game against the Edmonton Oilers at Crypto.com Arena. Everybody else can get your tickets now at LAKings.com/playoffs.
Awesome. Thank you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have your word of this hour to text in just a few minutes to win $2,000 today.
Yeah, man, from the Cashtoroid. It's just oozing money.
Each day, $2,000.
Yeah.
That's not bad at all.
No, that's pretty. And I love calling the people, and they have no idea they've won because they texted some damn word to an asteroid.
That is fun.
That's pretty heavy about that.
James Cromwell. Does that name ring a bell?
Sounds like a historical figure.
The dude from Babe the Pig or just Babe?
I've never seen the movie.
That'll do, Pig. That guy?
I know that quote. Okay. Oh, was that his quote?
Yeah, that was his quote.
Oh, all right. Okay.
He apparently is a child and plays with super glue, is what I hear.
Yeah! What kind of person plays with super glue? Right on.
And super glued his hand to the counter in a Starbucks.
Okay.
To protest the fact that he has to pay more for a different kind of milk. He's very upset about that.
Oh, regular milk is cheaper than alternatives these days.
And here is the news story.
He had us glued to the screen.
Yes, there she is. Nope, that's not her.
Oh, there she is.
That's a different.
Wow, I thought that was her.
It's a pun worthy of her, but it is not her.
Oh, all right.
Unfortunately.
All right. Here she goes.
Yeah.
He had us glued to the screen as the nice farmer in Babe, right? And the evil cop in LA Confidential. But James Cromwell literally glued himself to a Starbucks counter in New York. PETA posted live video to its Facebook page of the Succession actor protesting Starbucks' practice of upcharging for plant-based milk.
Well, it's more expensive to make.
I agree. I don't have the same problem he does.
Yeah, it's just expensive to make that stuff. What, they should take a loss?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Stop this practice of charging customers more for something that should be available to everybody, that saves the planet, that does not harm animals, and will make a difference.
Cromwell eventually pried his hand off the counter. It is unclear if he will face charges.
Wow, that must have been, to pull your hand off. Remember the apple that someone, I think Stu...
Probably Stu, yeah.
Yeah, super glued.
Yeah, it was pretty tough to get off.
It was very hard. But imagine your hand.
But do we know he even glued his hand? Yeah. Because he just said he did, and then he ripped it off.
That's not easy to do.
Because you would think that would take a layer or two of skin off of his hand.
Yeah.
My question is, I understand that got some press because of who he is.
Right.
But does that work?
What? Super gluing yourself to things?
You protest.
Yeah, protests. I mean, sometimes they work.
Sometimes they do work.
Yeah, I don't know that one's going to
work. I remember the one in Tiananmen Square where the guy was standing in front of the tank.
In modern times, probably the most amazing act of protest and so dangerous.
If you've seen or heard of bizarre protests, give us a call at 818-955-KLOS.
What's your favorite, all-time favorite
Honestly,
protest?
Honestly, my favorite is people who go on a hunger strike that are in jail. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Why is that your favorite?
Because starve. What do I care?
I wouldn't be able to pull that off until lunch. That'd be about it.
But seriously, how does that affect anyone or anything?
Yeah, well, I don't know. You tell that to Gandhi, man.
That's a good point. I'll bring that up next time I see Gandhi.
In a vision. Hey, dude, you know that whole hunger strike thing? What were you thinking, man?
818-955 KLOS. Your favorite protest is the topic. Talking about that James Cromwell who super glued his hand to the counter at a Starbucks to complain. And so you're taking calls on that topic at 818-955 KLOS. Hello.
Your favorite protest.
Kevin and Sluggo, my favorite DJs, after Marcy, Heidi, and Frank.
Hi there.
We're glad we're on the list.
Right. Gentlemen, this is unrelated to the subject, but I just wanted to thank you guys. This is Raider Dan.
You hooked me up with Pearl Jam tickets on Friday.
All right.
Kick-ass show, man.
Excellent. Oh, nice.
I wanted to call and thank you guys.
Right on, man.
Thanks for calling. We're glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too.
Thank you.
Hello, KLOS.
Yeah, I think the best protest so far that people... Fans told that Russian boat to go F themselves.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing.
Oh, it was the people on that island, right? Yeah. That said, we're going to destroy you all. And they said, go F yourselves.
Yeah, and turned it into a song and everything. And then they actually sank that sucker.
That's right.
That is a great example. Thank you for calling.
That is a good example.
I love it.
That is awesome. Thanks, dude. Totally agree. Yeah. F you, Putin.
Kayla Wessler.
I got your victory day right here.
You know, I was living in Eugene, Oregon, and I was a forest products manager out there, and this woman who had a name like Starlight or Rain or something like that climbed one of the largest old-growth trees on the property, and she ended up living in that tree for literally like 9 months to keep it from being cut down.
Wow, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah, and she wrote a book about it later and all kinds of stuff, but I'll tell you, like, there were storms, and she was going to fall out, and yeah, I mean, she kept the tree from getting cut down. She literally lived in that tree for almost a year.
That's pretty damn cool.
Wow.
I do approve of that. Yep. I just want to live in a tree anyway, so.
Right? That just sounds fun to you.
Yeah. Dude, thank you for calling. Very good example.
Yeah. 95.5 KLOS.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
Southern California's rock station.
Yeah, you know it.
Kevin and Sligo, good afternoon. Baby, yeah. What are you doing?
I don't know.
We have KLOS t-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
What?
If you are anywhere, you know that Walmart in Duarte that's on Mountain Avenue?
1600 Mountain Avenue?
That's it. Exactly. They're going to be out there between 6 and 6:30. So you got about half an hour, 25 minutes to book it to the Walmart that is in Duarte. Look for the KLOS, I don't know, humans in the parking lot between 6 and 6:30 if you want to put some KLOS on your body.
Remember when you were just telling me that you wished you had an NFT of Madonna's vagina?
Man, was I just, yes.
Yes. Your dreams have come true.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Madonna sparks horror on the internet with graphic NFT videos that feature digital depictions of her vagina.
It's the internet. That's what it's for.
And show her giving birth to a tree, to bugs, and to other things, as critics call her desperate and creepy.
They always have. Has there ever been a moment in time when Madonna hasn't gotten crap about
something?
Here's
all I'll say about that. Mm-hmm. She's 63. Okay, so, I mean...
We don't need seeing things coming out.
There's growing older gracefully?
Screw that.
That's a thing?
Is
that a thing?
I don't know. I've heard
that's
of
a
it.
Thing.
Yeah. I've also told act your age and grow up and all those things. So.
Having said that, Madonna is and always has been the queen of getting people's attention.
Lives for it.
So this actually works for them?
So she's like, oh, hold on, NFTs, huh? That's something new. What would really piss people off? What would offend them?
This is these are videos, three different videos that feature graphic digital scans of her vagina. So there was a situation where she sat in a chair with her feet in the stirrups.
Hi, my name's Bill. I'll be taking some pictures.
Some digital scans of your vagina.
And then the real guy will come in and take the stuff that you wanted to have done for the NFTs.
As well as naked depictions of herself giving birth to trees, butterflies, and robotic centipedes.
What is the fascination with centipedes these days?
I don't know.
Make it stop.
I don't know. But we don't,
I'm going to call her at home tonight. Like, Madonna.
I like... Two different tweet responses. Mm-hmm. One is, that is just what this world needs right now is Madonna's vagina.
That's fact. Hashtag fact.
And the other one wrote, technology was a mistake. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
How much have you played with virtual reality over
Not much.
There's those art shows, the internet immersive ones, like the Van Gogh exhibit where it completely surrounds you in the room.
Yeah, that seems cool.
There's one now that this guy, Glenn Kino, is a really interesting artist, is putting on starting Friday. It's called A Forest for the Trees, and it's a chance to sort of interact with nature, but in a VR sort of setting. You can control stuff. You can theoretically, it's to kind of make us understand a little bit better how we need to take care of the world around us.
You can control nature?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So it's a 28,000 square foot space in downtown L.A. that's starting Friday. It's called A Forest for the Trees. And I highly recommend you dig into that and find out and go fun. Go have a little bit of fun.
We also learned Michael Snyder from Variety stopped by to give us a list of TV shows that are returning that we need to catch up on.
Such a great list.
Atlanta is great. Barry is great.
Love Barry.
Better Call Saul is back.
Love that.
Hacks.
I don't know what that is.
Flight Attendants.
Right.
These are the shows that you should check out that are coming back. He also mentioned some of the shows that are coming up soon. And there's a pretty impressive list.
We want to thank him for stopping by and sharing all that with us all the time.
He is fantastic. Yep. And Madonna is selling NFT videos of her vagina giving birth to trees, butterflies, and robotic centipedes.
And the crazy thing is, I actually like some of these pictures.
So Sluggo's going to bid on it.
I'm going to go home and really give them a good looking over tonight with
I'll
the kitty.
You are.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Enjoy.
Man.
See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Okay, hello. I don't know what that means.
That's the Castroid.
Castrosaurus Rex?
Dead. Castroid, however, still has money.
Woo!
Which is good news for you. The word for this hour is some letters.
What?
RHCP.
Oh, RHCP, huh? Mm-hmm. I see.
For the Red Hot Chili Peppers. RHCP. Text that word to 68683. That's RHCP to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply. And it's only people in lovely Los Angeles listening to KLOS winning the cash. More shots to win about 20 minutes after the hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Look out, Taco Bell. Don't get squashed by the castorite thing.
It's a castroid, right? Come on, man. There's $2,000 up for grabs here.
Yeah.
With the castroid. Text the word crater. C-R-A-T-E-R.
Oh,
crater.
That's not funny. That's what the dinosaur is lying in right now.
To 68683. That is crater to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck. Well, here it comes. Damn.
Oh, that was nasty. That is a giant castroid. But it brings money.
Hey, that's nice of it.
Brings money with it.
Yeah, hell yeah.
The word this hour to text is smoke.
Smoky, man.
S-M-O-K-E.
Bye, Felicia.
Text that to 68683. That's smoke to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply. And you got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck. And here it comes. Take cover. What is it, Kevin? What is it?
That's a castroid.
I see. Yes. I get the picture.
And it has cash with it.
Oh, how thoughtful of it. How nice. Let's raid its purse.
The word this hour for you to text in is clash.
Clash. Oh, like the band?
Yep. C-L-A-S-H. Clash to 68683. That is clash to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply. And you got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. The triple album Woodstock soundtrack was released on this day in rock in 1970. Elvis Presley stopped the show that they were in the middle of on this day in rock in 1974 at the Forum here in L.A. and said, quote, wait a minute. If we can start again, fellas, we've got Led Zeppelin out there. Let's try to look like we know what we're doing. All four members of Zeppelin had shown up and hung out with him backstage for a couple hours afterwards.